Good morning. Welcome to the family. Inspiration, daily inspiration. Whatever is your need today, whoever you are, wherever you are, the Word of God has the answer for your life. I'd like to look at the first chapter of Romans, verse 16. A very familiar passage to me, and I hope it is to you, where Paul makes a powerful declaration. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul says, "I am not ashamed." Ashamed. The Bible says if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you will never be put to shame. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus is somebody, the God of heaven, the Creator, the Savior, that you cannot, should not, and you must not ever be ashamed of. Because to deny Him is to literally cut off your only hope. We must have faith in God. We must have trust in God. We must believe His every word, and we must uphold His honor. Scripture told the 1 Samuel somewhere, I just think of it from memory, God said, "If you honor me, I'll honor you." And, you know, if you deny the Lord, Jesus said, He'll deny you. If you're ashamed of me, He said, I'll be ashamed of you. Now, there's many ways you could deny the Lord. To not believe the Lord, to not obey the Lord, is to deny the Lord. Scripture says of the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments, it speaks of Sabbath breaking. And in the old law, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And to keep the Sabbath holy showed your honor for God. Now as we enter into the new covenant, God wants so much more than a day that you don't work. That's only just the outward expression of it. But Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There's no rest on a Sabbath day if you're bound by sin. Not a bit. Because you're fighting the flesh and the world and the devil and all the mix up in your mind. I mean, Jesus came to be your Sabbath, that you rest in Him. Then He goes on to say to love the Lord with all your heart. And more importantly, in this whole battle of Sabbath keeping, of honoring the Lord, is this blasphemy thing, taking the name of the Lord in vain, to be ashamed of Jesus, to not honor Jesus. You realize that you could take the name of the Lord in vain by misrepresenting Him. You could take the name of the Lord in vain by calling on Him when you're not right with God, or you're half-hearted, lukewarm. We don't want to do that. That's serious. Getting back to our text, Paul said, "I am not ashamed." I'm not ashamed to mention the gospel, to represent the gospel, to preach the gospel, to stand for what God stands. I watched an interview with a famous person that's supposed to represent Christianity, and they denied and were ashamed of Jesus when it came to a very politically correct issue in the world. They blew it. And I'm telling you, this is it. When you have the chance to represent Christ, when it's not convenient, that's who your Christianity really is. We must not be ashamed of Jesus or the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is your very power of God. And it's not just to you. It's not just to the Jew. It's to the whole world, according to the scripture. So you think about it today as you are out doing your task. You are to speak that name, be unashamed of that name, rightly represent that name. We are his ambassadors. An ambassador is very simple. If you were the ambassador to Spain, you were an American representing America in Spain. When you got to your house in Spain, you'd have an American flag. You'd have American candy. You'd have American food. You'd have an American car. You'd wear American clothes. You would be there in that foreign country to represent your country and nothing else. You wouldn't be enthralled with Spanish culture. You've got a job to do. You're paid by the government to go over there and represent the Hershey bar and the Coca-Cola and the McDonald's and the American icons. That's what you're there for, to be an American representative. And we are called to be something way, way more important. And that is, we are in a country, but it's not our country. We're from another country, and we're here to represent the country we represent, the kingdom of God. So we don't fly the flag. We don't boast in its wars. We don't boast in its wealth. We boast in the wealth of our kingdom. We both boast of our king. We boast of our beautiful country that we represent. And we are not ashamed of Jesus or his gospel. We know that it is the power of God for the salvation of souls. And if we fail, souls will be lost, and perhaps our very own.